Page 67. And the constable of the castle welcomed her, and said she was welcome to her own castle. And there was Anglides worshipfully received, for the constable's wife was nigh her cousin, and the constable's name was Bellangere, and that same constable told Anglides that the same castle was hers by right inheritance. Thus Anglides endured years and winters, till Alisander was big and strong. There was none so white in all that country, neither there was none that might do no manner of mastery afore him. Chapter 34. How Anglides gave the bloody doublet to Alisander her son, the same day that he was made knight, and the charge withal. Then upon a day Bellangere the constable came to Anglides and said, "Madam, it was time my lord Alisander was made knight, for he is a passing strong young man." "Sir," said she, "I would he were made knight, but then must I give him the most charge that ever sinful mother gave to her child." "Do as ye list," said Bellangere, "and I shall give him warning that he shall be made knight. Now it will be well done that he may be made knight at Our Lady Day in Lent." "Be it so," said Anglides, "and I pray you make ready therefore." So came the constable to Alisander, and told him that he should at Our Lady Day in Lent be made knight. "I thank God," said Alisander, "these are the best tidings that ever came to me." Then the constable ordained 20 of the greatest gentlemen's sons, and the best born men of the country, that should be made knights that same day that Alisander was made knight. So on the same day that Alisander and his 20 fellows were made knights, at the offering of the Mass, there came Anglides unto her son, and said thus, page 68, "O fair sweet son, I charge thee upon my blessing, and of the high order of chivalry, that thou takest here this day, that thou understand that I shall say and charge thee withal." Therewithal she pulled out a bloody doublet and a bloody shirt that were bebled with old blood. When Alisander saw that, he started back and waxed pale and said, "Fair mother, what may this mean?" "I shall tell thee, fair son, this was thine own father's doublet and shirt that he wore upon him that same day that he was slain." And there she told him why and wherefore and how, for his goodness King Mark slew him with his dagger afore mine own eyen. "And therefore this shall be your charge that I shall give thee." Chapter 35. How it was told to King Mark of Alisander, and how it would have slain Sir Sadoc for saving of his life. "Now I require thee, and charge thee upon my blessing, and upon the high order of knighthood, that thou be revenged upon King Mark for the death of thy father." And therewithal she swooned. Then Alisander leapt to his mother, and took her up in his arms, and said, "Fair mother, ye have given me a great charge, and here I promise you I shall be avenged upon King Mark, when that I may, and that I promise to God and to you." So this feast was ended, and the constable, by the advice of Anglides, led purvey that Alisander was well horsed and harnessed. Then he jousted with his 20 fellows that were made knights with him, but for to make a short tale, he overthrew all those 20 that none might withstand him a buffet. Then one of those knights departed unto King Mark and told him all, how Alisander was made knight, and all the charge that his mother gave him, as ye have heard aforetime. Page 69. "Alas, false treason," said King Mark, "I ween that young traitor had been dead. Alas, who may I trust?" And therewithal King Mark took a sword in his hand and sought Sir Sadoc from chamber to slay him. When Sir Sadoc saw King Mark come with his sword in his hand, he said thus, "Beware, King Mark, and come not nigh me, for wit thou well that I saved Alisander his life, of which I never repent me, for thou falsely and cowardly slew his father, Boudwin, traitorly for his good deeds. Wherefore, I pray, Almighty Jesu, send Alexander might and strength to be revenged upon thee. And now beware, King Mark, of young Alexander, for he is made a knight. Alas, said King Mark, that ever I should hear a traitor say so afore me. And therewith four knights of King Mark's drew their swords to slay Sir Sadok. But anon Sir Sadok slew them all in a King Mark's presence. And then Sir Sadok passed forth into his chamber, and took his horse and his harness, and rode on his way a good pace. For there was neither Sir Tristram, neither Sir Dinas, nor Sir Fergus, that would Sir Sadok in any evil will. Then with King Mark wroth, and thought to destroy Sir Alexander and Sir Sadok, that had saved him, for King Mark dread and hated Alexander most of any living, of any man living. When Sir Tristram understood that Alexander was made knight, anon forthwithal he sent him a letter, praying him and charging him that he would draw him to the court of King Arthur, and that he put him in the rule and in the hands of Sir Lancelot. So this letter was sent to Alexander from his cousin Sir Tristram, and at the same time he thought to do after his commandment. Then King Mark called a knight that brought him the tidings from Alexander, and bade him abide still in that country. Sir, said that knight, so must I do, for in mine own country I dare not come. Page 70. No force, said King Mark, I shall give thee here double as much lands as ever thou hadst of thine own. But within short space Sir Sadok met with that false knight and slew him. Then was King Mark wood wroth out of measure. Then he sent unto Queen Morgan le Fay, and to the Queen of North Gales, praying them in his letters that they two sorceresses would set all the country in fire with ladies that were enchantresses, and by such that were dangerous knights, as Malgrin, Brunus, Sans Pite, that by no means Alexander le Orphelin should escape, but other he should be taken or slain. This ordinance made King Mark for to destroy Alexander. Chapter 36. How Sir Alexander won the prize at a tournament, and of Morgan le Fay, and how he fought with Sir Malgrin and slew him. Now turn we again unto Sir Alexander, that at his departing his mother took with him his father's bloody shirt, so that he bare with him always till his death day, in tokening to think on his father's death. So was Alexander purposed to ride to London by the counsel of Sir Tristram to Sir Lancelot, and by fortune he went by the seaside and rode wrong. And there he won at a tournament the gree that King Carados made, and there he smote down King Carados and 20 of his knights, and also Sir Safer, a good knight, that was Sir Palamedes' brother, the good knight. All this saw a damosel, and saw the best knight joist that ever she saw. And ever as he smote down knights, he made them to swear to wear none harness in a twelvemonth and a day. This is well said, said Morgan le Fay. Note 1. This is the knight that I would fain see. And so she took her palfrey and rode a great while, and then she rested her in her pavilion. Page 71. So there came four knights. Two were armed and two were unarmed, and they told Morgan le Fay their names. The first was Elias de Gonoret. The second was Car le Gomeret. Those were armed. That other twain were of Camelard, cousins unto Queen Guinevere. And that one hight Guy, and that other hight Garant. Those were unarmed. There these four knights told Morgan le Fay how a young knight had smitten them down before a castle. For the maiden of that castle said that he was but late made knight and young, but, as we suppose, but if it were Sir Tristram, or Sir Lancelot, or Sir Lamorak, the good knight, there is none that might sit him a buffet with a spear. Well, said Morgan le Fay, I shall meet that knight, or it be long time, and he dwell in that country. So turn we to the damosel of the castle, that when Alexander le Orphelin had forejousted the four knights, she called him to her and said thus, Sir knight, wilt thou for my sake joust and fight with a knight, for my sake of this country that is and hath been long time an evil neighbor to me? His name is Malgrin, and he will not suffer me to be married in no manner wise for all that I can do, or any knight for my sake. Damosel, said Alexander, and he come whilst I am here, I will fight with him, and my poor body for your sake I will jeopard. And therewithal she sent for him, for he was at her commandment. And when either had a sight of other, they made them ready for to joust, and they came together eagerly, and Malgrin bruised his spear upon Alexander, and Alexander smote him again so hard that he bare him quite from his saddle to the earth. But this Malgrin arose lightly, and dressed his shield, and drew his sword, and bade him alight, saying, Though thou hast the better of me on horseback, thou shalt find that I shall endure like a knight on foot. It is well said, said Alexander, and so lightly he avoided his horse, and betook him to his varlet. Page 72. And then they rashed together like two boars, and laid on their helms and shields long time, by the space of 3 hours, that never man could say which was the better knight. And in the meanwhile came Morgan le Fay to the damosel of the castle, and they beheld the battle. But this Malgrin was an old, roted knight, and he was called one of the dangerous knights of the world to do battle on foot. But on horseback there were many better, and ever this Malgrin awaited to slay Alexander, and so wounded him wonderly sore that it was marvel that ever he might stand, for he had bled so much blood. For Alexander fought wily, and not wittily. And that other was a felonious knight, and awaited him, and smote him sore. And sometimes they rashed together with their shields, like two boars or rams, and fell groveling both to the earth. Now, knight, said Malgrin, hold thy hand a while, and tell me what thou art. I will not, said Alexander, but if me list, but tell me thy name, and why thou keepest this country, or else thou shalt die of my hands. Wit thou well, said Malgrin, that for this maiden's love of this castle I have slain 10 good knights by mishap, and by outrage, and by orgulity of myself, that I have slain 10 other knights. So God me help, said Alexander, this is the foulest confession that ever I heard knight make, nor never heard I speak of other men of such a shameful confession. Wherefore it was great pity and great shame unto me that I should let thee live any longer. Therefore keep thee as well as ever thou mayest, for as I am true knight, and either thou shalt slay me, or else I shall slay thee, I promise thee faithfully. Then they lashed together fiercely, and at the last Alexander smote Malgrin to the earth. And then he raised off his helm, and smote off his head lightly. And when he had done and ended this battle, anon he called to him his varlet, the which brought him his horse. And then he, weening to be strong enough, would have mounted. Roted is practiced, wittily is cleverly.